So let's talk first about efficacy, as defined by overall survival, which is the most important endpoint for patients. And this is really hard to judge on because there's virtually no single trial that has been powered to detect differences in between ABVD and BICOP escalated in terms of overall survival. You really large patient numbers, and this hasn't been done so far. But we have just very recently published a network meta-analysis in Lancet Oncology, showing that there's a meaningful overall survival, and highly significant, by the way, for patients being treated with 6 cycles of BICOP escalated over ABVD, which reaches 10% at 5 years. When looking at progression-free survival, which is usually the primary endpoint in clinical trials, then the difference between BICOP escalated and ABVD is roughly 20%. So of all trials for ABVD at 5 years, for a truly advanced stage lymphoma patients, is 72%. And for BICOP escalated, it's 91%. So there's a large difference. Then looking at toxicity, BICOP escalated needs to be administered with growth factor support, which is expensive. Neutropenia occurs in almost everybody, so grade 3 or 4 neutropenia is 90%. I just outlined the risk of severe infections, which occur in 10% of patients. So whenever you administer BICOP escalated, you need a very good support. You need a supportive environment. It's demanding for the healthcare system. It's expensive. So I think I wouldn't say that BICOP escalated is much better and should be the choice for everybody. But whenever you have the chance to do it, I would go for it. And if you can't deliver, for example, very expensive drugs, or if there's long ways for the patient to come from his or her home to the hospital, it may take 2 hours or so, then it might be smarter to go for ABVD.